just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The church in Galatia was founded by the Apostle Paul, and went there and did like, just like we did in Miami. You go down there and you start talking to people about the Lord, and people receive Christ, and people who are already saved come out and so forth, and you begin to gather a little group together. That's how churches are formed. And nowadays they form by church splits. Everybody, they fight over something, they split up, and now we got two churches. And then they fight within themselves, and they split, and we got four churches. But that's unfortunately, that's the way a lot of churches are founded. But the way they were always founded was that you go into an area and you just start witnessing to people, sharing Christ, and people gather together. That's what the word church means, ecclesia, called together, to come together. He taught them clearly. Once he brought them together, he began to teach them and taught them very clearly concerning the cross of Jesus and what it meant and its impact on the world and on us as believers, what the cross was all about, since the cross is the centerpiece of the gospel story. For the world, it's a great centerpiece. It's the world that's a provision to escape judgment. For the world and whoever's in the world, whatever they have done in their past, however bad they have been, however horrendous their life has been, they all have an opportunity to receive Christ and be forgiven. That's the beauty of the gospel. And a lot of people don't think that everybody should have that opportunity because they're just too bad. They're just too evil. You just can't let that person ever have an opportunity to receive Christ. But we're not God, and God has given everybody that opportunity to escape the judgment that is coming upon all those who do not know the Lord. And we know that's true. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9, it says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel." What's the obedience to the gospel? The gospel says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe, then you're not obeying the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, "Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction," not temporary destruction, "everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." So it's pretty clear cut in the Bible. It's not just an opinion, it's pretty clear cut that those who do not know the Lord, those who do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, have a very difficult future ahead of them. They are going to be everlasting destruction from the presence of God, completely removed from his presence, and in a place that's not very comfortable. For the believer, it's different. The believer, the cross, means divine acceptance. Means that God accepts me. The Galatian Christians clearly understood that the purpose of the cross and the finished work of Christ on that cross was that God would accept them once and for all, just as they are, without any stipulations. They were taught the once and for all sacrifice of Hebrews 10:10. And they were taught that that sacrifice satisfied, met the demands of the violated justice of God. God's justice was violated by sin. The sin of mankind violated God's justice, and that justice needed to retribute itself. And that's what
That's what hell is all about. But if a person receives Christ as their Savior, they enter into the once and for all sacrifice that satisfies completely the violated justice of God. So God's justice has been satisfied towards you. You've become a Christian. You put your faith in Christ. You are born again. God's justice and any wrongdoing that you have done, there is no judgment ever against you. It's all gone. Your past judgments or anything in the future that happens, all judgment is taken care of. It was all put on Christ in 5:24 of John, and it's been dealt with once and for all and forever. During the time that Paul preached this gospel, the early church had two groups that wanted to infiltrate and change the doctrine from the inside. Now, there were lots of people that wanted to attack the church from the outside because the church was entering into a cultures and societies that were filled with paganism and various religions and idolatry. But that was the attack from the outside. On the inside of the church, there were two groups that tried to get in the church and change the doctrine of the church to try to get it away from this grace message. The first group were called the Gnostics. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C-S, Gnostics. These came out of the Greek countries. This was mostly a Grecian philosophy that they tried to infiltrate and meld it, if you will, with Christian thought. They tried to Gnosticize Christianity and make it so that one of the tenets of Gnosticism is that only the spirit is pure and of God. The flesh means nothing to God, so you can go and do what you want with the flesh. You can live any way you want. Your flesh can go out and enjoy itself and participate in all kinds of sin. That means nothing. God's only interested in your mind and your spirit. So there was a very liberal kind of influence in the church. Go ahead and do whatever you want in life. Then there was the other group that got into the church called the Judaizers. This was the legalistic bunch. The Judaizers came out of Israel. They were made up of Jewish converts, for the most part, that wanted the Gentile churches to become more Jewish. They didn't like the fact that the Gentile churches were claiming Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but not being Jewish in any way. They didn't celebrate Jewish holidays, feast days, or anything else that was Jewish. And so these Judaizers came out and wanted to change that. And so they would put all kinds, they would come. In fact, many of these groups would follow Paul. And when he left a city or village, they would come in. And they would begin to infiltrate the church and use names like Peter and John and James and Bartholomew. And they would have letters of commendation and say, you see, Bartholomew said that we're good people. And so they would say, oh, okay, if he said it, then we'll let you in. And they would give them the pulpit, and they would use the pulpit to preach their false doctrines. And a lot of that was going on even back in the first century. So, Acts 15:1, this is how far the Judaizers would go. This was probably the earliest Messianic groups that you could find. These were the originals that came out of Judea. It said, certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren and said this. This was their message for Sunday morning. Unless you are circumcised, you cannot be saved. That was Sunday morning. That was the first part of a series of messages. It was just a beautiful message. Circumcision, of course, is the cutting away of the flesh. And it is done on the male children on the eighth day when you were Jewish. And that was according to Moses, that was what they did in the Old Testament. And that was a sign of the fact that they were God's people. But they were God's people first. The sign came second. They weren't God's people because of the sign. They were God's people. And then they received the sign after that. But that was an Old Testament thing. In the New Testament, that circumcision means nothing. We have plenty of verses that say that. And beyond believing in circumcision, circumcision is a picture of any doctrine that you wanted to add to salvation. Circumcision is just a pretty graphic one. of what the males had to endure here in order to feel secure and have assurance of salvation, it was a pretty, I would think, a difficult thing to put on these Gentiles. But when you're only eight years old, they don't ask you if you want that done to you or not. But when you're 28, it's a little different. But circumcision is a picture of any doctrine you might want to add to salvation. You could say, yeah, you're saved, but this also has to happen too. And once you put the but there, once you put something else with it, once you attach something else to it, it is no longer the gospel of grace. So if we accept one condition apart from faith, faith was the only condition we were ever given, and apart from believing, any other condition we set, we might accept, we open the door for more conditions to follow. Now, I've been in many groups in my earlier years as a Christian. I was in a group for a short time where baptism was the thing they would add to salvation. Said, you're saved, however, you must be baptized to really be saved. That in some churches, and when I first started out, it was infant baptism. The babies had to be baptized, or if they weren't baptized, you were told and taught that that baby would go to hell if it was not baptized. And then adult baptism in some other churches, Protestant denominations, where once you become a believer, you must come down and be baptized in order to be saved. If you're not baptized, you're not saved. And in many of those places, if you're not baptized in their church, you're not saved. You could say, well, I've been baptized 14 times before. Number 15 is coming up, because if you're saved, you've got to be baptized in front of us. And so that was one thing they would add to the gospel, that was something. Another thing when I went through early Christianity was the cleaned up life. You're saved, but if you smoke cigarettes, you're not saved, baby. If you have dirty thoughts, you're not saved. If you get angry, you're not saved. If you have, and then they would list all the different sins that that said that you were not saved, because they added these things to salvation. And of course, none of those things are true. How would I ever clean up all those things without first being saved and have the Holy Spirit inside me to give me the power I need to even deal with that stuff? I have no strength to deal with that, and neither do you. But some people quit smoking, but then they eat like it's going out of style. They just switched over to a different habit. But it's God has to do it. And but they say no. And some people, they put the cleaned up life ahead of getting saved. You need to clean up your life, forsake all of your sins, and receive Christ as your Savior. Or they say receive Christ as your Savior, and then clean up your life while you're not saved. They take it in the front, or they take it in the back, but they add to it, they don't.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist.